Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Rambam, Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. This is the sixth Shi'ur, Siyata Dishmaya, in this series, and we were trying to figure out primarily why, how the Rambam can say that there's no machlokus and Aleph Moshe Mitzrayim, when there are numerous instances that there is a machlokus and halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So again, we're continuing based on the mahalach that we presented in earlier shiurim given by Mori Virabi, Agon Agadol, David Sakman Zitzal. So the Rambam says, V'chol davar shetimtza b'machlokus b'yadua she'eino kabbalah b'Moshe Rabbeinu. Anything that you find in machlokus, you know that it isn't a kabbalah for Moshe Rabbeinu. So we asked the kasha, first of all, What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of the Rambam, Avada? If it's a Kabbalah Mimoshe Rabbeinu, how does a person argue with a Kabbalah Mimoshe Rabbeinu? And also, Mimanavshach, what are we talking about? If we're talking about Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, then it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, and of course there's no machlokas. It's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. Who on earth, in their right mind, would argue with a Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim? And if it's not Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, so anyway, Mehechit Teisi, that it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, that we need the Rambam to tell us that B'yadua She'ena Kabbalah Mipi Moshe. Anyway, it's not Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. If it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, then Avada, it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. And of course there can't be a Machlokas. And if it's not Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, then why would one think that it is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim? That we need the Rambam to tell us that no, it's not Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. If we're talking about a case that it's not Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, so then obviously you wouldn't think that it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim and you can't argue with it. If it is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, then Baruch, that there can't be any machlokas. So, based on what we said, the Rambam is talking about Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. What we saw in the Rambam and the Sharash Hasheni, Legabei Hanilmad Midrashis, what's learned from expounding, Shim Ne'amar Aleihem B'Gemara Shem Midoy Raisa, that if we see in the Gemara that these drashas are Doy Raisa, these drashas are Taka Doy Raisa, and we expound Psukim, they're Doy Raisa, and they're not Divrei Sofrim. And if the Gemara doesn't tell us, then they're Divrei Sofrim. In other words, it depends. If the Gemara says the drash is Doy Raisa, it's Doy Raisa. And the Gemara says the drash is midivrei sofrim, it's midivrei sofrim. V'hainu shehagdarat ha-dvarim imim perush Torah shebichtav or Torah shebaal peh kabbalah yesh al zeh v'talui ma ne'amar al zeh b'gemara, that the definition is that if it's a perush of Torah shebichtav or Torah Shebaal Peh, it depends what it says about it in the Gemara. If the Gemara says that it's going to have a status of Torah Shebaal Peh, meaning if Torah says that it's status of Torah Shebichsav, that it's Daraisa, then it has status of Daraisa. And if the Gemara doesn't say that, then it has the status of Dirabana, status of Divrei Sofrim. So we can say the same thing, what we said about drashas, the Rambam says about drashas, we can say about Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. She'omnam omer Rabbeinu v'adai yeshnam perushim mekubalim she'im emeila b'chlal Torah shebichtav. They're definitely accepted perushim that are included in Torah shebichtav. Like the Rambam brings in the Perush Mishnayos, there's certain things that there ain't no doubt about it. They are Torah shebichtav. That you pay not with a limb, you pay with money. Priyetz Hadar is an estrik. Vekatsoisa is kappa, doesn't mean you cut off her hand, it means she has to pay a fine. Vaskoyain is talking about an eshit. Vekisach eliznois, esavia himachalel speish tisarev, it's talking about an eshisish. Maitzi Shemra is talking about an eshisish. So all of these cases, you have Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, And this has the status of Torah Shebichsav. Aval b'sha'ar dvarim yitachein ba'ofen zeh v'yitachein ba'ofen zeh. Other things, it could be this way. It could be azoy, and it could be azoy. And on this, the Rambam says that if there's a machlok, it has to be yadua she'ena kabbalah mimoshe Rabbeinu. In other words, the Rambam is talking about halacha l'moshe Sinai, and there are a lot of machlokos about it, like the Chavos Yoyah brings. Many cases where there's machlokos about halacha l'moshe Sinai. But from the fact that there's a machlokos about it, we know that it's not a kabbalah mimoshe Rabbeinu, that it would be included להיותו בכלל פירוש מקובל ממשה רבנו שקיבל את הדברים בגדר של פירוש תורה שבכתב. ומשה רבנו was מקבל as a פירוש of תורה שבכתב, אלא הרי הוא דברי סופרים. But rather it has the status of דברי סופרים, שאז אין תלוי הדבר במה שפירש בשעתו משה רבנו ואנחנו קיבלנו את פירושו, אלא שבידי סופרים היו בדבריהם הם עושים את זה לתורה. כפי שכבר ביארנו, there are certain things that yes, they were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, but they only have the status of Torah because the Sofrim said so, because it came from the mouths of the Sofrim, because the rabbis said so. In other words, it's all halach l'moshe Sinai, but there's certain halach l'moshe Sinai that have the status of Torah, Torah Shebichsav. And on that, there's no machlokas. And that is because Moshe Rabbeinu said, and nobody else can talk. But there are other types of halachah l'moshe Sinai, which were given as divrei sofrim, but they only have a shem Torah because they were said over by the sofrim. On that, there can be machlokas. And again, this is all what we spoke about at length in halacha aleph. So I encourage those to either listen to the shiurim, or you can look at the sefer Yad Melech of Moreinu Rabbeinu Zal. Or is that Sal? Both are true. Ela shebidei sofrim v'divrehem hem osim et zeh l'torah. But halach l'moshe Sinai, it is just as the type of halach l'moshe Sinai where you can have machlokas. Halach l'moshe Sinai, which is the status Torah shebichsav, you can have machlokas. Halach l'moshe Sinai, that is the status of Torah shebaal peh, there you can have machlokas. ויש לדון לפי זה בכל הדוגמאות שעריך בחוות יאיר, שם שיש מחלוקת בהלכה למשה מסיני, ולמה שכתב מזה גופה, ולפי מה שכתבתי, מזה גופה שיש בזה מחלוקת, נאמר בזה, שהלכה למשה מסיני שישנה בזה, אינה בגדר של פירוש התורה, אלא גדר של דברי סופרים. The very fact, חבי סיור brings all these דוגמאות, אבל לא למשה מסיני, and there's a מחלוקת, the very fact there's a מחלוקת, tips us into the fact that it has a gedra of divrei sofrim. It doesn't have the gedra of Torah Shebichsav. And that's the Rambam is coming to tell us over here. And therefore, all those sources aren't akasha, because the Rambam is telling us, again, just like he says by the drushes, that if it's given over as Torah Shebichsav, then it has the status of Torah Shebichsav. The halacha mashmi is given over Torah Shebaal Peh. And the status of Torah Shebaal Peh. Dugma boletet laze u mashe tama chavot yair. מגזירה שבד שאנחנו פוסקים בנידה דף יוטט שאין אדם דן גזירה שבד אם כן קיבלה מרבו, כיוון שקבלה היא הרי לא שייך בזה מחלוקת ואין מספר למחלוקות בדרשות הגזירה שבד בשס. So fract אחד וסייר, I don't understand. It says in Nidah Yotet on the base that a person can only be done gzeira shavah if he was mekabel from his rabbi. Since it's a Kabbalah, it must be there's no machlokas, and there is no end, there is no number to the machlokos and drashas gzeira shavah that we have in the Shas. So it must be there is a machlokas about halacha l'moshe Sinai. Based on what we said, Gzeira Shavah is definitely divrei sofrim. Gzeira Shavah wasn't given as Torah Shebichsav. Like the Rambam writes in general about drushes, that they're in general Torah Shebaal Peh. They're not Torah Shebichsav, and there you can have a machlokas. And now we understand what the Rambam says in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph that we mentioned earlier. Legabei zakein mamrei. שאפילו אם היה אומר מפי קבלה ואומר כך קיבלתי מרבותיי ואין אומרים כך נראה בינינו שהדין נותן דחייב מיתה. So it says about a Zakin Mamre that even if he says that he has a Kabbalah, so I was Makabah from my Rabbeim, and they say no, this is what appears in our eyes, that this is the way it should be, this is what logic dictates, he's Chayav Misa. Aye, there's a Machlekes, he says it's Halach L'Moshe Misina, how can there be a Machlekes? The answer is that if you have a Kabbalah which is Begedu Shatar Shabal Peh, which is not a parish of Torah Shebichsav, not part and parcel of Torah Shebichsav, since they didn't hear it from their Rabbeim, it's not Torah by them. And when they're the Rov, so Din Torah is Chalafi Ruban, as we spoke out at length in a previous shiur. So then it's not Torah by them, and you have to go by the Rov of the Torah. And Rov of the Torah says it's not Torah. And therefore his Kabbalah is Batel. And therefore he's a Zakin Mamre. And that's what the Rambam says. And they say, Kach Nira Beinenu. And this L'chor is Tamua. Sh'arei Bi'er Rambam Ba'akdamat Perush HaMishnayot, the Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, something that it has no time b'svara, and therefore it's called Halacha. So what's Pshat that they say, Kach Nira Beinenu? And they're talking about a Kabbalah, and they're saying, this is what appears in our eyes. If it's a Kabbalah, it doesn't appear in your eyes. It has no time, it has no svara. That's exactly what the Rambam is telling us. Is since they don't have the Kabbalah is not mechayev them. And therefore they follow the way it looks to them logically. Shalok halach l'moshe mi'sinai. And therefore it doesn't, therefore for them it does have svara, unlike the halach l'moshe mi'sinai. Okay, we can prove this yisod from various places in the Rambam himself, and I'm hoping that we're zecha that in a future shir, we do so, I'm able to continue, and see more and more neflos mitayras Hashem Yisbarach. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Ve'advorim hayu nefloim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. B'li neder, hopefully we shall continue.